Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahir Chisate with the evening news. The headlines. Nand Kishore Yadav takes oath as 23rd governor of Nagaland. Governor Yadav calls for peace, development and youth empowerment in Nagaland. Center approves more than 158 crore rupees in additional disaster relief for Nagaland. And NSDMA warns of thunderstorms and rain across Nagaland till March 16. Now the news in detail. Nand Kishore Yadav was sworn in as the 23rd governor of Nagaland today. He was administered the oath of office by Chief Justice Guwahati High Court, Justice Ashutosh Kumar. The swearing-in ceremony was held at Dr. Imkong Liba Memorial Hall in Lok Bhavan, Kohima, and was attended by Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo, Deputy Chief Ministers T.R. Ziliang and Y. Paton, senior bureaucrats and officials from the central and state governments. Representatives of civil society organizations and NGOs were also present.
I, Nand Kishore Yadav, do swear in the name of God that I will faithfully execute the office of Governor of Nagaland and will do the best of my ability to preserve, protect and defend the constitution and the law, and that I will devote myself to the service and well-being of the people of Nagaland.
Governor Yadav was accorded a guard of honour by the Nagaland police. After the ceremony, the governor also held a meeting with Chief Minister Ryo and members of the state cabinet at the Lok Bhavan. Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo has congratulated Nand Kishore Yadav on taking oath as the governor of Nagaland. In a social media post, Mr. Ryo wished him a successful tenure in service of the people of the state. Deputy Chief Minister Yanthungo Paton also extended his congratulations and best wishes to the governor on assuming the new responsibility. He expressed confidence that Mr. Yadav's experience in public service will contribute to the continued progress, unity and welfare of the people of Nagaland. Newly sworn in governor of Nagaland, Nand Kishore Yadav, today called for collective efforts to strengthen peace, development and opportunities for the youth while preserving the rich cultural heritage of the state. Addressing the people of Nagaland after assuming office, the governor expressed gratitude to President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi for entrusting him with the responsibility. Mr. Yadav said Nagaland holds a special place in India's diverse cultural landscape, highlighting the vibrant traditions, strong community values and resilience of the Naga people. The governor added that the northeastern region has received renewed focus, particularly in connectivity and economic development, helping integrate the region more closely with the nation's growth while safeguarding its distinct identity. Mr. Yadav also highlighted Nagaland's steady progress in various sectors.
Nagaland too has been steadily progressing across various sectors such as infrastructure, education, agriculture, tourism, digital connectivity and entrepreneurship. These developments are creating new possibilities for economic growth and improving the quality of life for the people.
The governor particularly lauded the energy, talent and achievement of the youth of Nagaland, emphasizing the need to create more meaningful opportunities for educated youth. He encouraged them to explore entrepreneurship, agriculture-based enterprises, tourism and the digital economy. The governor stressed on peace and stability and assured the people of his commitment to work closely with the state government and all sections of society.
Peace and harmony provide the foundation for sustainable progress, and with collective effort and mutual understanding, Nagaland will continue to move forward on the path of prosperity. As governor, I will strive to uphold the constitution of India and work in close cooperation with the state government and all sections of society to promote good governance, inclusive development and the welfare of the people.
Governor Yadav expressed hope that through collective efforts, Nagaland will continue to move forward towards prosperity while preserving its unique cultural identity. The address of Governor Nand Kishore Yadav to the people of Nagaland will be broadcast on Akashvani Kohima's FM Tragopan and primary channel at 7:30 this evening. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to The Evening News. A high-level committee under the chairmanship of Union Home Minister Amit Shah has approved more than 1,912 crore rupees of additional central assistance to Andhra Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Gujarat, Himachal Pradesh, Nagaland and Jammu and Kashmir affected by flood, flash flood, cloud burst and cyclone Monsoon landslides last year. Out of the total amount, more than 158 crore rupees has been approved for Nagaland. The Ministry of Home Affairs informed that this additional assistance is over and above the funds released by the centre to the states in the State Disaster Response Fund. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid foundation stone for various development works worth over 4,570 crore rupees in Kokrajhar, Assam, via video conferencing. Addressing from Guwahati, he said the centre has been working for all-round development of the Bodo Territorial Council area and 1,500 crore rupees has been sanctioned for its fast development.
Bodo bhasha ko associate official language ka darja diya gaya hai. Bodo land ke liye 1500 crore rupiye ka vishesh vikas package diya gaya. Aaj Kokrajhar mein मेडिकल कॉलेज चल रहा है और तमुलपुर में मेडिकल कॉलेज बन रहा है. आज हथियार छोड़ने वाले असम के करीब 10,000 नौजवानों को मुख्य धारा से जोड़कर आगे बढ़ाया जा रहा है.
On the occasion, Mr. Modi virtually laid the foundation stone of several initiatives, including a major road infrastructure project, Assam Mala 3.0, and flagged off three new trains, Kamakhya Charlapali Amrit Bharat Express, Guwahati New Jalpaiguri Express, and Narangi Agartala Express. The Prime Minister's scheduled visit to Kokrajhar was cancelled due to weather conditions. Mr. Modi arrived in Guwahati this afternoon on a two-day visit to Assam. Morarji Desai National Institute of Yoga, Ministry of Ayush organized Yoga Mahotsav 2026 today, kicking off the 100-day countdown to International Day of Yoga. Speaking at the inaugural function, Minister of State for Ayush, Pratap Rao Jadhav, described yoga as the foundation of global well-being. He said the ministry has launched the Yoga 365 in partnership with Habilt, offering free daily online yoga sessions accessible to everyone.
Technology, digital wellness platform aur online yoga shiksha ke madhyam se yoga ab duniya ke dur daraj kshetron tak bhi pahunch raha hai. Yah samanvay hame yaad dilata hai ki jahan technology jivan ko adhik suvidhajanak banati hai, wahi yoga hame use santulit, sajag aur manviya banaye rakhne ki prerna deta hai.
During the event, the ministry unveiled 10 specialized yoga modules aimed at preventing and managing lifestyle-related diseases through yoga practices. The Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority, NSDMA, has forecast unstable weather conditions across the state until March 16, with scattered thunderstorms, lightning and rainfall. In its latest weather update, NSDMA said districts including Dimapur, Kohima, Longlen, Mokokchung, Mon, Paran, Peg, Twensang, Wakha and Zinhebuto are likely to experience localized thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and light to moderate rainfall during the period. Tomorrow, heavy rainfall is forecast at a few locations in Longlen, Mokokchung and Wakha, while intermittent light to moderate rainfall may hit Kohima, Mokokchung, Mon, Noklak, Paran and Twensang. NSDMA has urged the public to remain cautious and advised concerned authorities to stay on high alert. For emergencies, citizens may contact the State Emergency Operations Centre at toll-free number 1070. And in cricket, Newland has won the third Boys Under 16 Inter-District Cricket Tournament 2026-27, defeating Dimapur by 45 runs in the finals played at Chumukidima Village Ground on Wednesday. Akash Gupta of Newland was named Player of the Tournament. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Nand Kishore Yadav takes oath as 23rd Governor of Nagaland. Governor Yadav calls for peace, development and youth empowerment in Nagaland. Centre approves more than 158 crore rupees in additional disaster relief for Nagaland. And NSDMA warns of thunderstorms and rain across Nagaland till March 16. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.